previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Botswana's credit rating has just been downgraded by S&P. Normally very solid, very stable, boring even, Botswana's diamond-dependent economy is struggling with a slump in demand for its gems. It is the same problem facing Anglo-American as it tries to unload diamond miner De Beers. The hard reality is that lab-grown diamonds, mainly from China, are gaining popularity in the US, the biggest diamond market. Botswana is the world's biggest producer by value of natural diamonds, depends on the stones for about 80% of its income, one-third of its government revenue. Nonetheless, it is still the highest-rated country in Africa, ahead even of Mauritius. The main focus this week is likely to be interest rates, with all eyes on Washington and the US Federal Reserve. The expectation is that rises in inflation in the US, along with a weakening in the jobs market there, will see a rate cut. Whatever happens, it almost certainly won't be enough to mollify President Trump, who's been demanding massive rate cuts for some months. Trump regularly insults Fed Chair Jay Powell, has also been attempting to sack one of its governors, Lisa Cook. We'll know the US decision by Wednesday evening. Closer to home, we'll have to wait until Thursday afternoon for our Reserve Bank's decision. Economists here are split on whether we'll get a rate cut, but if we do, it's likely to be only a modest 0.25%. Worth noting that since the start of the local rate-cutting cycle in September of last year, we've seen cuts totaling 1.25%. Inflation, well under control at the moment, but electricity and utility price hikes are threatening upward pressure. On the markets, we went into the weekend with yet another set of record highs. JSE All Share was up 0.5%, closing above 104,000 for the first time, 104,458 to be precise. The top 40 also up 0.5%, above 97,000 for the first time at 97,036. JSE up 30% on the year so far. London's FTSE ended down 0.2%, but in New York, the Nasdaq was up 0.4% for another record close. No such luck for the Dow, down 0.6%, nor the S&P 500, which ended just beneath flat. No Tokyo this morning, closed for a holiday. Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney down 0.2%. US dollar steady at 1.17 against the euro, the rand, 17.37 to the dollar, 20.38 to the euro, 23.56 to sterling. Gold at 3,645, platinum 1,408, Bitcoin just over 115,500, Brent crude oil $67.40 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.